MG, we're in the thick of winter at the moment. It's peak football season. But
is it? Is it really? There's nothing going on in the NRL. It's been quiet, mate.
Hey, but this Friday, the White Ball Tour of the West Indies kicks off. We got five T20 games and a three ODI series against the West Indies. All our thoughts with the Aussie team over there and everybody in the West Indies because that tropical storm Elsa.
A typhoon,
oh, yeah. It has ripped through the area. So thoughts with the Aussie team over there at the moment. One man who's not over there, he's safe and sound in the Harbour City. Well, he's safe and sound and in lockdown like the rest of us, is the GOAT, Nathan Lyon. G'day, Nath.
How are we, gents?
Fantastic, buddy. Thanks for your time, as always, mate. This is your kind of pre-season. What have you been up to in the last, say, 3 or 4 weeks?
Just getting stuck into it. I've had a pretty nice break, to be honest with you. This is the first time in about 10 to 11 years that I'll get a full pre-season in, so enjoying that, but got a week off and got the kids up here, so enjoying lockdown with two kids and a puppy.
Nath, if this is your pre-season, clearly you've just come off an off-season. Have you got any tips on, just for the rugby league people listening, how do we stay out of strife in the off-season? Because I haven't heard you get up to any mischief.
Yeah, it's not bad. The boys are doing a decent job at the moment, aren't they? Fingers crossed they can find a way out of it.
Yeah.
What does the off-season entail for a spinny?
It's obviously a professional sport now, but they want us to run a 2K time trial under 7 minutes 30. So that's,
under 7:30?
Wow. Yeah,
a little bit ridiculous if you ask me, but we'll suck it up and get on with it.
Mate, you've got to say it on, so I don't run that far in a game. Come on, boys. We're not going to chase the ball
exactly
for 2Ks.
That's my argument. Exactly.
We used to do something similar back in the day when Timmy Sheens was coaching me at Penrith. We'd have to complete a 2.5 time trial. The backs had to do it in 8 minutes 30 and the forwards had to do it in 9 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So that's flying. If you're doing it, what is it, 7 minutes, you've got to do 2Ks in.
7 minutes 30 is
Could you imagine Booney back in the day? Could you imagine some of the blokes from that era of cricket, MG?
We have come a long way. Look at our fast bowlers these days. They all look like they're AFL or rugby league players. They're built like brick shithouses.
Hey, Nath, the series that's about to kick off in the West Indies, will you watch much of it?
Yeah, obviously I will. Obviously got some really close mates over there at the moment, so we'll see how they go, but always dialed into Cricket Australia to see how they're travelling.
Have you touched base with them all with the weather event that's happening over there? Are they all okay?
Yeah, no, they're all okay. I was talking to Starkey just this morning, and he's all good. They just stayed on the balcony and just watched it blow past. So, yeah, they were all good.
They kick back and get on their rum, man. Yeah. you've got Afghanistan later in the year. Then it's obviously the big one, mate, the Ashes here, which doesn't get any bigger for a cricketer.
Yeah, no, 100%. So it's exciting that we're playing our first ever test match against Afghanistan down in Hobart. And then, as you said, the Ashes, that's the pinnacle for any Australian cricketer. That's the series you want to be a part of, either away or home. So, fingers crossed it'll be an amazing series. But, yeah, all the tickets are on sale now. So, fingers crossed that we're out of lockdown by then and we can get a decent crowd around.
Absolutely. Hey, Afghanistan, first time Australia will have ever played them in a test match. How do you prepare for that? I mean, is there much video around on the Afghanistan top order? And you know, do you formulate plans on these batsmen that you're probably not as familiar with as, you know, the mainstream countries like India and England and the rest of them?
Yeah, 100%. We're very lucky in these days that we've got a lot of footage. You can't basically play a game without anyone being filmed these days. So we can tap into all that and we'll do all our study and making sure that we're ready. And that the bowl, it's pretty simple for us bowlers. We've just got to have a clear plan and stick with it. We don't need to overcomplicate it.
It'll be great to see MG Rashid Khan in the whites going up against Australia. It'd be fantastic.
He can bowl.
Be interesting.
Well, yeah, we've seen him just dominate the 2020. He's been one of the best imports we've seen come to the country, and he's such a young kid as well. So, speaking of bowlers, but Gaz, there's been the gate from the South African gate won't seem to go away in a hurry. We had just about a month or so ago the fast bowlers open up a letter to the powers that be about their side of the story. As a guy who kind of was not involved but obviously it's your team. How much does that affect you in any way, shape, or at all?
Yeah, it's interesting, MJ, to be honest with you, because there was a massive, obviously a massive big investigation on it. And to be honest with you, like, we're sick of it being brought back up. And I can guarantee about 95% of the public are sick of it as well. Like, we just want to get on and see us play some really decent, positive brand of cricket and go out there and make everyone proud, because at the end of the day, the Australian cricket team is everyone in the public's team, and they want us to go out there and play well and win games of cricket for Australia.
Well said, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Hey, Nath, now we see these videos of Steve Smith shadow batting and thumping the bat on the ground and annoying anybody who's in the vicinity of him. What do you do in your room in those days of isolation? Are you just constantly with ball in hand? Do you have any sort of shadow bat equivalent?
No, God, no. I'm not strange like Smithy. No, you'll usually find the bowlers either chilling in the team room or down at the bar or playing PlayStation. It's one of the things. We're definitely not bowling in our we bowl enough balls, so we don't need to do that.
What's your game of choice on the station?
We're obviously in the Call of Duty at the moment, but I'm absolutely useless. Useless. I'm probably better like Hacksaw Ridge, the team medic.
Now, can you confirm something? Brad hadn't told us on this show 3-4 years ago, I think it was, that Josh Hazlewood, hollow legs when it comes to standing at the bar.
Yep, 100%.
Yep, right. Confirmed.
Confirmed. Yep. Good. Just checking. That was Hadza's recommendation if we ever got a chance to have a beer with one of you boys. Now, I've had a look, MG, at the all-time wicket-takers list.
Yeah, someone's creeping up there, isn't
our man sitting third all-time for Australian bowlers.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Nathan, have you had a look at the list?
Of the Australian list?
No, of the all-time list, all bowlers, wicket-takers, test cricket.
I haven't looked at it. I'll look at that when I'm finished my career, but if you got some stat for me, roll it off.
I'm just curious to know how high you think you can go. That's all I'm saying. You're 399 at the moment. You're 33 years of age. Now, the top three wicket takers at the moment are all spinners. Murali, number one, then Warney and Anil Kumble. Warney was the youngest. He retired at 37.
Yep.
So our man's got at least 5 years left in him, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's not a spinner ready to take his spot in the side. Mm. And 400, Nathan, I've done the math. I think you can crack top five. I think you can finish top five test wicket takers all time by the time you're all done.
Oh, well, thanks for the massive rap, but let's just take it series by series. Yeah, okay. There we go. But no, the thing is, I absolutely love the game, and I want to get better every day. So, yeah, there's a big goal and big drive for me to keep trying to take as many wickets as I can for Australia, but more importantly, sing the song.
Yeah, and we love watching you play because you're one of the larrikins of the side. We can all relate to you. You know, the way you roll in, just that ball comes out of the hand so easily. I know it must take a lot of effort. When you were coming up, were you a fast bowler when you were a young kid like most people were, or were you always a spinner?
No, well, growing up out in the country, out in Young, obviously tried everything. I tried keeping, batting, bowling, fast bowling, spin bowling, and my dad was the coach of my junior team, and he made me try everything to see what I loved, because my older brother was a leg spinner. And I wanted to be something bigger and better than him, so that's how I fell into off spin bowling. So
now, Nathan, you're a New South Wales man. Who's your league team?
I don't know. I want to mention that right now.
Oh, it's not the Dragons, is it?
Dragons?
No, definitely not the Dragons.
it's the Bulldogs. Oh, it's the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit, which is. Isn't great to see, but I've got full faith in the boys that they'll turn that around.
Yeah, well, that's one of the, look. I predicted them to be in the top four at least. I thought maybe even a grand final berth after the last couple of years. But if anyone can get them out of this mire, I'm pretty sure that Ricky Stewart can.
Yeah, 100%. My fingers are crossed.
Yeah, and my eyes.
Yeah. Hey, this Ashes series coming up this summer, it is, I reckon that there's a whole bunch of people hunkering down at the moment, MG, doing the right thing in the states and territories around this country right now, because they want this series so badly to be able to go ahead with full crowds. It is one of the great sporting fixtures anywhere in world sport. The SCG, not in its usual spot of the fifth and final test of the series either, Nath. It'll be the penultimate test.
Yeah, it's a little bit different this year. Obviously, the Ashes starting in Gabba, then Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, then Perth. So it's going to be a little bit different, but exciting. And that's what we want to see. We want to hopefully, as you said, hopefully have full crowds going around. And there's nothing better than playing in front of full crowds. And fingers crossed, there's a fair amount of Barmy Army fans come out as well, because they're absolutely brilliant for the game.
Do you have a song? Do they have a song for you?
They got a few songs for me, but we better not repeat them on radio.
Just get the dumb button ready.
None of them suitable for radio. Well, for the sake of the game, I hope we hear the songs loud and proud this summer. The Ashes coming up. Tickets are on sale right now. If we're allowed to go, they'll sell out real quick. So cannot wait. And cannot wait for that lead-in test against Afghanistan in November. It'll be history in the making with the two sides never having met before. Nath, enjoy lockdown. Enjoy the time with the kids. And we can't wait to see you back out there doing your thing.
Too easy. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Gazza. Thanks, brother.